This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome, September 3rd edition of the program. I hope that you had a wonderful long Labor Day weekend and glad that you are kicking off your week here with us here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast. I think that you'll enjoy what we have today. If you are familiar with the program from years past, you know that sometimes we get Ozzie Smith together with current Cardinals to talk baseball and to talk about the current season. And that's what we do today as Ozzie sits down with Cardinals starter Jack Flaherty. If you're paying any attention at all, you know that Jack has been awesome since the break. 4-1 in 9 starts, a 161 opponent batting average, and his ERA is sub-1 at .98 during those 9 starts. He has been really good. I think that you can definitely say if he's not the best pitcher in baseball over that stretch, I think he's probably tied for first, to borrow an old Tony La Russa phrase. He's been really, really good. He's been a big part of the Cardinals' success, and the Birds have come on strong here in first place as we speak, and Jack Flaherty certainly acting as the ace. So that's the conversation in just a moment, Ozzie and Jack Flaherty. But before we do that, want to remind you that you can celebrate halfway to St. Patrick's Day at Busch Stadium as the Cardinals host the Nationals on Tuesday, September 17th. With the purchase of a special theme ticket, fans will take home a green Irish Cards jersey. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/theme. It's got the STL logo in white on the right sleeve, and then on the left part of the chest, it says St. Louis Cardinals in a white circle. That's in green type, and there is a three-leaf clover at the middle of it. A pretty sharp-looking item, especially if you are a fan of St. Patrick's Day. Come celebrate with us the fact that we are halfway there for St. Patrick's Day 2020. Hard to believe that. Hard to believe also that after this homestand, we're about to start Game 2 of the Giants, as I talk to you right now, or at least as I record this. After this homestand, there's two left in the regular season. Can you believe it? Time really does fly when you are having fun. Hope that you have fun listening to our discussion today. It's Ozzie Smith, the 13-time Gold Glover and Baseball Hall of Famer with Cardinals ace Jack Flaherty. It's here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Well, first of all, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Especially since the break.
Yeah. It's been fun since the break, that's
what's,
for sure.
What's been the difference?
Just more mentally than anything. Kind of locking it in there and being able to take that kind of focus that I felt I had last year, being able to take it onto the mound and carry it on throughout the game. And, you know, I felt like at the beginning of the season or through certain points, it would always get to, you know, one inning or one pitch, and I'd look back on it and just think, man, I was one pitch away or this or that. But continuing to work on the mental side of the game and just focusing that in those moments, it comes down to one pitch and making sure you execute it.
Well, now, you know, I know that in spring training, you know, you talked to Bob Gibson a lot. Have you been able to, what is his advice? How has that helped you? Or has it helped
you? Yeah, no, I mean, anytime you talk to a guy like that, I mean, you know, that's always helpful. So, you know, actually, I haven't talked to him recently, but, you know, with everything that's gone on, but I've tried to reach out and you know, hope he's doing well. But, you know, just in times I've talked to him, he's just continued to say attack, attack, attack. You know, he's like, I've got really good stuff, and, you know, just to trust it. And that's really what it comes down to, is trusting it and believing in it and believing in yourself.
I talked to him about a half an hour ago.
Really? How'd that go?
And he told me to tell you that he likes what he sees. He likes what he's seeing because That's exactly what you said. He says, now you're attacking, very important. Keep doing it.
And that's good to know. Anytime somebody like that says that, that really hits home. That's awesome to hear.
So this year, has it been, did you feel pressure?
I don't ever feel any kind of outside pressure. If anything, I put more pressure on myself than anybody on the outside can put on me.
So that has not played you didn't feel that being a number one pick, there's always seems to be a level of expectation.
Yeah.
So how's the level of expectation for yourself?
For myself, it's always been through the roof, no matter what anybody else has ever expected. I mean, you know, coming out of high school, number one pick, but I don't think most people were expecting me to get, you know, called up when I got called up. I don't think anybody saw that, but, you know, in my eyes, that's something that I was always working for. It didn't really matter when, but, you know, I was going to try to make it. You know, there was 33 other guys picked before me, a bunch of other high school guys, and so for me, that's something I've always looked at, no matter what situation you're in or where you've been picked or, you know, where you're from. You always got to have a chip on your shoulder and something to draw motivation from, but it always just stems from within. So I don't really pay attention to any kind of outside expectation other than what I can do. Whatever anybody else expects of me or thinks I can do or thinks I should do, I can't control any of that. All I can control is what I think and what I know I can do and what I know I'm capable of.
Yeah. You know, what kind of relationship do you have with Wayno? You know, he's one of the veterans around here.
Yeah, it's gotten really good. It's gotten really good over the past, like, year and a half, 2 years. It's been really fun just kind of growing and continuing to grow into, like, a closer bond where there's more constant communication, you know, he's helping me out a lot, and, you know, hopefully I've given him something, but, you know, he's got a lot to work with, so he's a guy I can always lean on.
You know, you developed this slider. When and how did that come about?
Yeah, that was my sophomore year of high school, probably about, I don't know, halfway through the winter. Our pitching coach, he introduced it to me. At the time, I was pretty much fastball changeup and wasn't really pitching a whole lot, just could kind of throw the ball where I wanted to, so they'd throw me on the mound every so often. And, you know, he came to me and was like, hey, I want to show you this slider. He's like, I think you could throw it. And he showed me this grip. He said, it's going to feel really weird. It's going to feel funky. And it did. He wasn't lying, but
What kind of grip?
It was just, when he introduced it to me, I pretty much throw it off my middle and my thumb, so I don't really use my index finger. Mm-hmm. But his whole thing was throw it like a fastball. And so he kind of had me rested on top of it, which was really weird, and just to try to keep it off the ball.
So does the pressure come from this finger?
Yeah, the pressure. It's all the middle and middle of my thumb. And so he introduced it to me one day, and I just kind of rode with it, and he said, okay, he said it's coming out good, and from that point on, like, I haven't changed the grip since, just, you know, maybe slightly tinkered with it a little bit here or there, but, you know, that was something that he introduced to me, and, you know, still to this day, like, whenever I got any questions or, like, hey, it's not feeling right or something's not right, I can always go back and ask him just, you know, what he's got for me on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your model, don't think. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your motto. Don't think.
For me, it started with, it was something that I was just kind of sitting around one day and was writing down, going back and reflecting on the season and kind of what about, you know, when things were going really good, what was kind of going on. And, you know, a lot of times guys talk about being in that zone or being in that mental state of mind where you just play and things just happen and there's nothing going through your head and there's no thoughts. It's just you're running on instinct, you're running on, you know, just being a baseball player, being who you are.
What you're talking about now is something that's always it was always a part of what I did. It's operating in your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's through your subconscious mind that all the things are accepted and good things happen when you're operating
right.
That way. And in watching you this year, it certainly appears in the second half that you've gotten, that you've found that.
Yeah,
that,
a little
that
bit.
That don't think thing. Yeah. And now you're just letting it happen naturally.
Yeah, and more so it's just, you kind of just let things happen. I mean, You know, you had that one play where you went sliding and you go reach back barehanded.
That's right.
I mean, there's no thoughts, there's no nothing.
It just happens, you know.
It just happens.
So it's been fun to watch.
Yeah.
You operate that way, and it's a
beautiful
thing.
And then, you know, somebody asks you, you know, what was going on, what changed, and you just, you know, you don't have time to think or process about anything. And, you know, and sometimes I can overanalyze and look into things too much, and it's just, you know, trying to take as much as I can without doing that part, without overanalyzing.
Okay, so what can we expect as we go forward here?
I'm hoping a lot of the same. A lot of what's been going on recently, just continue to stay on the attack. But, you know, there's always little improvements that go in day in, day out, and within each game. So it's just, you know, continue to stay on the attack and really, you know, really going after hitters and, you know, putting them on their heels.
Talk about your sense of fashion. Where did that start? You know, I know you guys took Schulte shopping and
yeah,
all
we did.
That stuff.
That was interesting because, you know, I mean, you get a guy from New York and a guy from California, completely different. But, you know, I look at it more as, you know, fashion and trends is just, they always come and go, but it's more of just your sense of style and who you are. And one of my favorite players, I guess, in the NBA was Russell Westbrook, and still has been. And he kind of just walks about with that confidence of, no matter what it is, where he's at.
He wears some wild stuff now.
He does.
I ain't gonna go that far.
I ain't gonna go that far. But it's more that confidence that he brings with whatever. And, you know, he's just within his own self and is not worried about everything that's going on outside. So for me, it's just, you know, put something on, feel good, and just having the confidence to just go out and wear it. Sometimes you may take a chance and, you know, Bader's more of a guy who's going to take more chances and kind of walk in the locker room Sunday and guys will look at him like, man, what you got on? But, hey,
Does Schulte take chances like that?
No.
No?
He did. He did, though, when we picked that stuff out for him. He did, and he went with it. He said he loved it. So
yeah.
So that was good to see. That was fun. It was fun to do.
Yeah. How as a coach or as a manager, do you guys have a good relationship?
Yeah, it's funny because one of the first moments I ever had with him was in Instructs in 14 after my first summer, you know, get drafted, go play in the GCL, and me and one other guy in Instructs, we walk onto the field and we got to go to a drill and we kind of take a couple steps past the foul line and we're, you know, we're over it and we walk and he goes, hey, you know, pick it up. And so we start jogging in and we go, and the first thing he says is, so once you cross between those white lines, you don't walk. And so that's like my first memory with him was that. And you know, we've always had a good relationship, and it's just continued to grow throughout this, you know, this time that he's been our manager.
Well, it's been fun to watch you grow as a player and as a person. So keep it going.
Thank you. It's fun.
That's just good stuff. I love hearing baseball players, whether they be present players or whether they be past, sit down and talk a little shop and talk about the game and just glean some of the understanding that they have about what it takes to make it work at the big league level. It was really a neat discussion. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that we can bring you maybe one more of these here before we are done with our episodes, our regularly, weekly scheduled episodes for 2019. Stay tuned on that. Also, don't want you to miss the Cardinals and Brewers at Busch Stadium, September 13th through 15th, the weekend series. Great giveaways all weekend long, including a Cardinals hockey sweater, a Musial and Shane Dean's double bobblehead. That is a really neat item. And also a Cardinals beanie. That's September 13th through the 15th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. You can see the photos of those items as well at cardinals.com/promotions. All three of them really, really sharp looking. I know the hockey jersey is always popular. That double bobble is just phenomenal. I can't wait to put that at my desk here at work. And then the beanie's sharp looking too. It's got the bird on the bat on one side and the STL logo on the other. So again, if you want to check those items out, or if you want to come down because you're excited about the matchup, Cardinals and Brewers, the 13th through the 15th, should be an important and competitive series, I would think. You can check out your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. We love when you send us emails. It's podcast@cardinals.com. Some of you have reached out. Really appreciate those of you that I've heard from here recently, and really appreciate when you leave a positive rating or review on the podcast. Anywhere that you listen, it just helps the visibility. If you like what we do and you're a fan of it, we would be really grateful and humbled if you would just say so with writing a review or leaving some kind of a positive rating. It really is helpful. For Jack Flaherty, for Ozzie Smith, my name's Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you next Tuesday here on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.